as we continue these days of the octave of the Epiphany, and on this day that is dedicated to the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, we should meditate for a second on the magnificent message of the Gospel of the Epiphany, which we have read today. Now, the three magi, the three priest kings who came, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior, they came to worship God, the King of Kings. In the meantime, we see the response of those who do not believe, who do not care, which is very much the same as it is today. In this day and age, in which we see the destruction of innocent life, in this month of January, we are asked by the bishops of this country and of the church to meditate, to make reparation for the sin, the abominable crime of abortion. And of course, we see the response of the evil demoniac Herod, that what he did was, when he could not get his way and find the King of Kings to kill him because he was afraid of his own false kingship, what he did was to kill all the boys in the vicinity of Bethlehem, 2 years and under. And of course, we see there a foretaste of the crime of abortion and of all the children that are murdered by those who do not believe in God. And so today, in a very special way, as we celebrate these days of the Epiphany, and as we prepare to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, let us pray for an end to the crime of abortion and for the conversion of those who have anything to do with it. Of course, anybody who does is automatically excommunicated. So they have to repent and go to confession and receive forgiveness. So we pray for their conversion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue.